goodbye to us yesterday?
You guys not go home yesterday or what?
Say goodbye to us yesterday.
You guys stayed here?
Sorry I kept you waiting. A little bit busy. So, God, how's my hair? All right, shoot. I'm just in one-on-ones trying to talk with players.
How is that process today?
That's good. That's good. Players are good. That's good. You just talk a little bit about where you see, what you see coming, and you know what you might lean on a little bit more without being real specific, but that's good. Yeah, we had a good meeting with the players and talked to the guys for about 15, 20 minutes. And Chevy and Mark talked a little bit and where we want to go as an organization and as a team and what would change this year versus next year. We don't want to be standing here in April next year going down the same path at this time of year. You know, how do we prevent that? How do we start that process or, you know, give them food for thought moving forward and stuff like that? So things have to change. Just first thing for me is we have to be better. Our attitude has to be better. We have to walk and expect to be in the playoffs. That's just our conduct, our existence just has to be better. You know, that's where it starts. And I think we're getting there. That's what I want them to think about over the summer. You know, there's something to be said for, you know, walking like a champion or however the saying goes, you know. Something to be said about that. And you know that when guys that have won before, they just conduct themselves a certain way. And people that haven't conduct themselves in another way. And I think we can do some things in the right fashion. You're getting into some specifics, you know, but we need to be better in some areas, like without getting into personnel things and all that stuff, because I don't have the answers to the personnel stuff. You know, what has to change for us is, like, there's some things that have to change on the road. We know that stuff, but it's not so much the road. It's just the way that we think and we play. It's a mentality, and that's really what has to take hold next year, right from training camp. And it will, because it'll be mapped out, and I'll be pushing harder and expecting more, and people are going to know that when they leave today, tomorrow, or whenever they leave from these meetings, they're going to know that we're going to lean on you more. More where? You'll see where. So they have a pretty good idea. And then that's what has to change. We have to change. We have to get better. It's just part of growth. You know, you have to expect more from yourselves. You have to me, we have to expect more from ourselves. The bar's got to go up, and we have to raise it. And if I didn't think we were able to, then I would say, well, look, we can't raise the bar. We've achieved to the highest level. I don't think we have yet. So, but that's some of that's maturity. That's just a maturity, you know. Guys just getting a little bit older, and I think we're getting to that point.
Did you see some growth from the beginning of the season to the end that you were happy with?
Yeah, I did, yeah. That's what excites me, is where I see that we are today. You know, when I look around the room and talk to the players in the locker room, I see a lot more clearly where we can go to, and that excites me. And some of that is maturity, and some of that's hope. I'm hoping that they individually take the summer to grow and to, you know, and so that, yeah, there's some things that I think that we can grab a hold of that we can be better, you know, and I think we have to think better. Just team play. It's not offense or defense. It's more a respect thing. Playing for the guy beside you, playing for your teammates. More inner accountability in the room, more of an attitude of how we need to play the game. It's not more offense or defense. It's just team.
Well, who was the guy
We have a couple of guys. Well, I shouldn't say a couple of guys. I've got quite a few guys, but the guy that exemplifies to me is Ladd, and he's been real good. You know, you can see why he's won. He hasn't won by accident, you know, and we'll be leaning on him, but he needs more than just him. You know, he needs others to come along, and I got to help bring those other guys with him and help him, you know. And he exemplifies exactly what we want to be. He's real good in that way. And I have to do the task I have is to mold and shape those others to step up and be better. Because he's good. He's a good young leader. Really good. Really happy with him.
What's this season been like for you personally on and off the ice?
On a what?
On and off the ice. What's it like?
Well, it's been great for me. Yeah, really good for me. It'd be good, yeah. It's been really good for me. You know, I won't even know the areas for another month that I've learned. There's tons of stuff I learned. I was really thankful for a lot of things this year. One of them was the experience that I had coaching. I leaned on that a lot, and I just trusted my instincts. And I was real patient this year, which was real good for me. And I think it was good for our team. I'll be less patient next year. And I don't mean that disrespectfully, but I'm going to be different, you know. So I think that's good. They'll know that. I've already told them that, so they'll see that. Yeah, I think it was good. I was real patient this year. More patient than I've probably been in the past. You know.
Why? Just
'cause you're new? Just new. And I think that they needed some room, and I gave them the room, and I think I was able to give the team to the team, and I think that for them, some of them, it was new, that process a little bit. But I gave them the responsibility, and I wanted to see how much they would take, and they took a lot more than I thought. So they were pretty good. That's where I was most happy, is they were good. Yeah, that's what I was real happy with at the end, is they were responsible, and I could see that they wanna do well. So I can see that they can lead more. And I was real happy with that.
So why become more patient next year?
Just, I'll be patient again, but it's just, I know more of what we are and what we have and where to push more. And I was just more patient watching and seeing more. And I would be more, not impatient, I would push in a different fashion, that's all. More of a... No, I haven't been contacted there. I'd have to see. I don't know. You know, I got fly fishing trout on the brain. There keeps going through my brain. I see the trout. Just they're calling my name. I go by Rivers. I pull over. My arm's starting to go. I'm like. You know, I'll tell you, there's been too many of them. But last night again, you know, I thought that last night again, the Steven Stamkos thought, I thought was really respectful. I was really impressed with that. I thought it was really good. It was good. They're really good. That was a real good moment. You know, I mean, you know, here's the guy that scores against you. You're in the game, and I'm catching myself applauding. Guys scored 60 goals. But to me, the best part of that was watching St. Louis. I don't know if you saw him. Like, he was sincerely happy for Stamkos. I thought that spoke volumes when I watched that. I thought just, and then the fans gave him that ovation was top notch for me. That was top notch stuff.
Do you have any surprises for you this year? Do you have the team,
Yep. But that comes from years of winning and through championships. That's sincerity that I thought that was really good. Yeah, we have that.
Are there any surprises for you this year?
Yeah. The guy's levels, I didn't know that Blake Wheeler would turn out to be a player like he played, you know. He's got a ways to go. We've got some adjustments to make, but I knew what he could be, but I think that when you you see a guy, he really came exactly how I thought he could. That doesn't usually work that way. Usually you're disappointed. You're like, no, he's not there. He's got another 3 years before I get to that level. He went good. There's a lot of guys. I thought a lot of guys were good. You know, like, you know, it'd be disrespectful to not talk about all the players because everyone would be. You know, like Wellwood was you know, and I knew Wellwood from the Moose days and when I was in Milwaukee, but really good player, defensively and offensively, you know, just different. You know. Yeah, there's a lot of good surprises.
How involved are you in the free agent? You evaluate the players.
Yeah.
How involved are you to the point of, I want this guy back, or can you get this guy back?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think everybody's respectful of what they bring to the table, and I don't worry too much about that. I'll say my piece. And then I just trust that we'll try to get done what we can get done. It won't be a personal thing for me that if a player doesn't get done, I really want him, you know. Like, I'm pretty passionate when it comes to try to get what I want, you know. Like, I'll stand up on the desk and do my stuff, you know. But I'll make it clear, and we'll do what's right for the organization. And sometimes it doesn't fit. Sometimes, whether it's a financial thing, it doesn't fit, you know. So there's always other people. You have to, you know, like, the one thing that's really good with our organization is that we have people that have won in this organization at different levels, and I think that's a good thing. And, you know, that's what we hope to do here one day, and that's easier said than done. But I think that we know where we're going. I think we know what type of people we want to get there, and I think we know what that is. But, I mean, I'm sitting here. There's 29 other teams that think the same as us. So, you know, they think that too, you know. But I think we have a pretty good idea. I have a little bit of input in what I want. You know, it's not always skill and defenseman and forward. And it's a lot of things are the intangibles is what wins. It's between your ears. Right.
Is that a discount, or just they
want
to be a part of that?
Right.
You want to create that here. How far along are you with that? Do you feel that's what's going on this first year? Do I just encourage you, man, I'd like to be part of that organization?
Well, I think we got a good thing going here. And I'm not, for 1 second, I will not take a backseat to anywhere else. We're a good team. We're going to be a good, this is going to be a good place. This is a great place to play. I'm not taking a backseat to anybody. I don't care where you are. You know? For me, this is a great place. It's going to continue to be a great place to play. It's going to be a destination the players are going to want to come to, and if they don't want to, then don't come. It's that simple. You know. Green Bay wins. What the hell's in Green Bay? You been to Green Bay? You know.
I didn't like it.
No, but I mean, I've been to Green Bay. It's a nice town, you know, but they win. Near there. No, I've been to Green Bay. We played there when I was in Milwaukee a little bit, but, you know, like, they win. There's no reason. For me, Winnipeg's going to be a good place to play. I think players like it. They really like it. The response we get from our players is that they love playing here. And it'll be, you know, we treat them well, and it's going to be a great place to play. Won't be for everybody, so be it. Some guys might want to go golf or all year round. Go ahead. I've learned a long time ago that it's not the location isn't what you play for. And some do. I mean, I coached in the East Coast League in different places, and I had to recruit. And, you know, I learned a long time ago you don't sell your soul to get a player to come. You get him to come for the right reasons, and you'll win. No, I don't. He's not. It's not a surgical procedure with him. It's just a re-aggravation of an old injury, and so that's his status. I don't think he's not gonna have surgery. Okay, guys. So, where do you want me to send the pictures of the trout that I catch? Because there'll be some trophies. At least there'll be trophies in my mind.
Thanks, guys.